When former UVA professor Michael Mann decided on a career in science, he didn't dream of fame or fortune, and he certainly didn't expect to be attacked over the question of climate change. But his graph of global warming, the one that looks like a hockey stick, outraged some politicians, like Virginia's former Attorney General, Ken Cuccinelli. Now, Mann is fighting back with the help of Washington Post cartoonist Tom Tolles. Their new book, The Madhouse Effect, takes a satiric look at those who deny climate change is happening.
Oddly enough, some of the hardest-hitting commentary comes in the form of comedy. You know, whether it's the Colbert Report, John Oliver, Bill Maher, there are issues that have become so contentious that sometimes the only way to really talk about them is to frame them in satire.
The book also takes on people who think we can keep burning fossil fuels and adapt to whatever changes are coming.
The forces of inaction, fossil fuel interests, the front groups they fund, realizing that outright denial is becoming less and less credible with the public, have now gone with a different tack. The idea that, okay, well, maybe it's real, but we can adapt to it, and hey, maybe there's a quick techno fix. Shooting particles up into the stratosphere, seeding the oceans with iron, and a whole array of very elaborate schemes.
In fact, Mann says proposals to fix climate change could cause even bigger problems. He'll speak on September 15th at 7 in Charlottesville City Hall.